Well, the Supercars Championship returns to New Zealand this weekend. Motorsport fans have shown their approval with both race days in Taupo fully sold out. A venue, of course, couldn't be found last year after its traditional home, the Pukekohe Park Raceway, became unavailable. Taupo is hosting a round of the Australian-based championship for the first time. The only tickets available now to the public are for today's practice session. Motorsport commentator Stephen McIver joins us to talk more about this. Kia ora, good morning.
Nice to lighten things up after constitutional law talk.
Yes, yeah. Quite the segue. Well, these tickets, they're pretty good, off to a pretty good start, judging by those ticket sales.
Look, the Saturday and Sunday aggregate was sold out weeks ago, so to have the fact that the practice, which starts at 12:55 and runs for 90 minutes a day, still tickets just available is pretty spectacular. But what we know is Supercars is the biggest thing on the planet as far as New Zealand motorsport race fans, and they want their piece of it. Thankfully, they'll get another couple of or 3 years out of it at Taupo, so this is going to be rather exciting. Also exciting, I think, for the first time, we've got five New Zealanders racing in it. And I think that's drawing people. They're not worrying about the SVGs, the stars of the past. There's five young Kiwi men out there to race really hard on this very technical track.
Who are the five drivers? Five New Zealand drivers.
I knew you were going to say that. So there's Jackson Evans, Ryan Wood, Andre Heimgart, and then two in the same team. That's Matt Payne and Richie Stanaway. So they're in Penrite Racing, and one would suggest those two drivers will have a very good shot at upsetting the apple cart today. But the real story this weekend, Ingrid, is that the defending champion, Brody Gostecki, who had a fallout with his team, Erebus Racing, prior to the start of the season, is returning. Turning at Taupo. He'll run the number one on his Chevrolet Camaro, so that's going to really throw the cat amongst the pigeons.
Okay, run us through the schedule of the race.
I knew you were going to say that to me, so I just made a couple of notes. Most importantly, tomorrow, top 10 shootout, midday, right? So you do qualifying, and then you get your top 10 shootout to find the top 10 in the starting. But that's at midday tomorrow, and then race 7 of the two races of the weekend will be at 3:05 tomorrow afternoon, and then race 8 at 3:05 on Sunday. It's also, by the way, if I may just quickly say, the final round of the Toyota 86 Championship, three races over the weekend, and a lot of young men and women and racing for glory at the weekend. It's a big weekend for them in front of a huge crowd.
Taupo up for the job, you think?
Definitely. I was down there. I've been down there twice in the last 2 weeks. The changes they have made just essentially for fans is unbelievable. Grandstands on the back straight, also over by turn one, and the midfield. They've got big screens up. It will be an absolutely crackerjack weekend.
Hey, just finally as well, can I ask you about the impact or your reaction to the death of Sir Colin Giltrap, who died earlier this week? A huge figure in motorsport.
Yeah, thank you for asking, Ingrid. I only met in my time in motorsport Colin three or four times, and he was an incredibly quiet man who did things quietly. And for his most of his 84 years, he was giving back to young men and women financially to help their motorsport career and many, many other things that we do not know about. I know it's both his sons, Richard, and also Michael, and they will continue that legacy. He leaves an enormous hole being Sir Colin Giltrap. But his legacy will be continued by his family. And yes, he will be very sadly missed.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you very much for your time this morning. That was motorsport commentator Stephen McIver, ahead of the Supercars Championship returning to New Zealand this week here in Taupo for the first time. It is